Yes, thank you. So, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I will be talking in the next 50 minutes about the idea and establishment of an international soil modeling consortium. And this idea we already discussed at the EGU meeting in Vienna, and what I will present is some of the outcome that we obtained, and I will give also a bit of the motivation and the objectives and the scope and the further development. And, well, just to set the scene a bit, we all know that soil is the Earth's life support system. It's the most biological active compartment of the biosphere, and it's of course a giant recycling system that provides the human needs for food and global biomass stocks. And it's of course it's a very thin layer, and it covers most of our terrestrial surfaces in life. Now, what modeling can do is of course it integrates this process knowledge. It is able to bridge the scales, and it is able to help us in quantifying soil ecosystem services. And some of the challenges that we face in modeling, and I've listed here four main topics, is we are still struggling with the scales in terms of time and space. And temporal, on the, let's say, the time scale, we need long-term scenarios. But, at the other hand, we know also that spedogenesis exceeds human lifetime. Spatially, we are still struggling with how to bridge scales of observation with scales of management and upscaling and downscaling. The interfaces play an important role, soil-plant interfaces, the root-soil system, but also the interactions between the soil and the atmosphere, which is a hot topic in climate modeling, and of course, the coupled nutrient-water energy cycles. One of the challenges is still to link sensing and soil processes, and especially in view of how to model forward the properties that we sense. So typically we use the remote sensing as a data product, but on the other hand it would also be very worthwhile thinking on how to model in a forward manner what the satellite is seeing. And then of course yesterday we had the talk of Diana Wall on the biological processes. I think this is one of the biggest challenges we face in modeling these soil processes, in terms of how to handle dynamics of soil biota, food webs, and how to link omics data, flux omics, biomics data, with processes. So the motivation to establish this international soil modeling consortium is that we think that modeling of soil processes is still fragmented and dispersed. Everybody is developing his own small model across the world and hopes that other people will be using it. I think that we lack coordination and exchange between the different soil disciplines in terms of exchanging knowledge and how to integrate it into models. We can improve on our position and visibility of soil research in the earth science modeling community. Much of the modeling in soil of soil processes is done in big scale, large scale models, and I think not necessarily taking advantage of the knowledge that is presently available. And I do think that the scientific community lacks easy to access and available standardized and high quality data and protocols for validation and calibration. And everybody has his own data set on which he tests his model, but basically the accessibility of these data to the science community, soil science community, is not given or guaranteed. So I've listed here 8 objectives we'll briefly browse with. They are also on our website. So we established a website, ISMC, where you can have a more detailed look at that. But what we want to do is we want to address major scientific gaps and bring together leading experts. I think we should be developing an intercomparison platform for soil model performance. This is not what we presently have. And, of course, also identify our interactions with other relevant platforms, like, for instance, the ACMEC initiative on intercomparison of plant models. Supporting the development of new approaches to inverse modeling, calibration, and validation. And establish a soil database for the intermodel comparison. Of course, we should enhance our integration with other communities that are heavily involved in modeling soil processes. Just want to remind you that the climate research community last year declared soil moisture as a key climate variable. I was wondering why do the climatologists have to tell us that soil moisture is a key climate variable? Okay, so I think we are still there challenged. And of course, secondly, what we also think is an objective which can the ISMC can support is how to link process models with new observations, measurement, and data evaluation technologies related to the mapping and characterization of soil properties. What's our strategy? What we will be doing in the next year till the conference that we plan in Austin is communicate with colleagues inside and outside of the soil sciences by presenting the concepts at conferences. We have also now at EGU a session on the challenges and future perspectives on modeling of soil processes at the fall meeting. And in 2015, we have also a session at EGU dealing with the same title. And as I said, we are planning to organize an international conference that will take place in Austin in 2016. Please mark it in your agenda. It will be the end of March, beginning of April. And presently we are working on a white paper. So those people that were listed as co-authors on this talk are involved in writing up a white paper, which will provide then the scientific basis for this international soil modeling consortium. It says that a first draft is available. This is not yet the case. We are still working on it, and I guess by the end of this year, we will have this white paper as a first draft available to the science community. So as we used a questionnaire to, obtain information what scientists felt is important and what are the key challenges, and this questionnaire and the answers served as a basis for the white paper. And we have received input from that meeting from 28 people, and some of the questions are listed here that were answered more than 10 times. Which processes should deserve more attention? And then how and why to intercompare soil models, what are the challenges and needs in upscaling soil processes, and how to link soil model expertise and with neighboring disciplines. So these were some of the questions that people thought, okay, this is something that is of interest to us. We are keen on answering these questions. So which processes should deserve more attention or be better described in soil models? We have two basic aspects, one related to the pedosphere, one related to the biosphere, and you can see, not going through in detail, what the people who answered the questionnaire thought was important, and it was especially related to soil structure and architectural dynamics and to the biogeochemical processes taking place in the soil, land use and management, and the improved description of these in models. And the biosphere was mainly related that we should concentrate more on the rhizosphere processes, in relation to plant growth, phenology and physiology, the biodiversity and multitrophic interactions. So some of these aspects are, in my opinion, for many of the models we are using, not presently at the state of the art, and I think we can improve on that. New promising measurement techniques that may contribute to improving modeling of soil processes. Non-invasive techniques, you see there is an MRI, of course. Remote sensing, and already mentioned that we should be thinking of how to model in a forward way the remote sensing, isotope tracing. I think there are challenges there to better disentangle soil processes, and long-term agricultural field experiments and their use in the validation of models. Now, how can the establishment of such an international soil modeling consortium support in solving these questions? By supporting the communication between the different soil modeling disciplines and with the neighboring disciplines, providing an overview and synthesis of different soil modeling approaches, and by sharing models and techniques. And the white paper can serve here as a basis and citable reference for the design of such future research projects. So this is the website. It's, for the moment, mainly a communication website. This is the first draft. We will improve on that. And it's mainly intended now to facilitate communication among those who are interested in it and also the earth science community. It announces activities, provides access, or it is intended also to provide access to a data archive that would then be, let's say, the outcome of such an activity of the International Soil Modeling Consortium, repository for model calibration and validation, but also provide access to a model archive. And presently, we have been working on that. Here is just the message board, so you can also post your message on this website. You just register, it's very easy to do. You give in your email and your name, and you get a password, and then you can also interact. What we have done for the moment is we have this model collection that links you to the different models, so everybody is free to upload, let's say, information about this model. You get the icon, and people can then go to the website, click the icon, and get information about the model and also the ones who have developed the model. So this is if we want to extend this, and we would be happy if people would upload their model information. So register, that would be excellent. If you register, you get automatic information about changes that occur, about events, activities by email, and you can also upload your own message, and then it's automatically distributed for those who registered and want to receive the email. The path forward, as I said, we will organize this conference, and that will be the starting point of this International Soil Modeling Consortium. So the idea is there at this meeting in Austin to establish it. What I'm doing now is just telling about the idea, conveying the idea, and hope that people are interested in joining in. Of course, then actively engage organizations and research communities. I think that is important. Also in terms of most likely a governance concept or the governance of such an international soil modeling consortium. And we are presently in contact with IUSS. We are in contact with GWEX. And so other organizations, yesterday I talked to the Global Soil Partnership, might also be, a platform to hook on. And so this is continuing. So we have this interactive website, as I showed you, and of course, persistent, thoughtful, and effective collaboration, especially also with early career scientists. I think we should not only be the gray-haired scientists who think we need to have this International Soil Modeling Consortium, but it is also, I think, demanding that we connect to the younger scientists. Path forward. So the objective of this first conference is to bring together scientists in the field of soil modeling and to establish operational platforms for specific topics, mainly the model intercomparison, data standardization, and data archive and upscaling, and to develop an organizational structure for the ISMC. How should this consortium look like? And how can you help? Please register and spread the news. Upload model information. Making data available. That would be interesting to know who has data available that he or she thinks might be valuable in validating or calibrating models. Support a planned international conference by attending and exchange your ideas through the website. And I think I should be on time.
Yes, you are.
Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you for getting the word out. There's time for one question.
Well, you can find the details on the website, and please register.
Fantastic.
This one. So, as far as data, is there some way to maybe put a link? I see you have links for models. You have a way to link to data
yes.
sites.
Yeah. But the data is a bit of a more difficult issue. We can, of course, make the link to the data that are at that other website, but the idea would also be to have a real database, like, let's say, the Hypres database, where you have access to high-quality data to model. And then you have the issue of intellectual property and are people willing to make their data available to the whole science community. But the first step might be, the lowest level is to make a link to data that are at other websites. But it was also the idea of trying to get up standardized, harmonized data sets where the community agrees upon that it is a valuable data set and that if you want to test your model, then you should at least run it on that data set. That would be the idea. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
For the moment, I do not propose anything. The idea would be to have a standardized database. How this will be developed, that should be done by the working group being part of the International Soil Modeling Consortium. So, okay.
Fantastic. Thank you.